So what we're going to do is we're going to pass out some of these octopus. We've got enough to do an octopus for two or three people.
Marine biologist Reed Brewer hands out trays, each holding a small octopus, to students at the state-run Mount Edgecombe Boarding High School in Sitka. The students from around the state are about to take them apart.
Medium, large, medium. For dissection etiquette, don't touch people with slimy hands. I would recommend against fixing your hairs after we started.
Some greet the slimy mollusk's arrival with disgust, then curiosity, and a little giggling. Brewer holds up a larger specimen, and the interactive lesson begins.
So octopus have 8 legs, right?
8 arms.
Arms. It was a test. All right, they have 8 arms. Each of the arms is covered with 230 to 280 sucker discs. Okay, so again, I said this octopus could probably hold around 4,000, 5,000 pounds using these sucker discs.
Brewer is usually based in Unalaska, working as an agent for the State Marine Advisory Program. But this particular week, he's teaching students at Edgecombe and other classrooms as part of the Sitka Whale Fest Science in the School's program.
Okay, so I want you to look at the center part. So lift up your legs where all the legs come together underneath it, and you should find a black parrot-like beak. All right? It's right in the middle.
The students become focused as they locate, then remove the beaks. With Brewer's instructions and program volunteers' encouragement, they start searching for and examining a variety of organs. A few miles away, middle school students are learning how seals regulate body temperature by dipping their faces into cold water, and high schoolers are being briefed about marine acoustics.
We're trying to bring in scientists that have sort of cutting-edge ideas and are good at working with students.
Steve Lewis of Tenneke coordinates the Science in the Schools program.
Part of my role is as an educator and a scientist to try to bridge that gap and help some of the scientists figure out some of the tricks to really integrating and making kids remember what they've talked about and drawing them into the system.
Lewis says most students respond well, and it's not hard to spot which ones are interested in marine biology. He says Sitka students are a good audience since many are from fishing families and have firsthand experience with ocean life. But he says Edgecombe students are more interested in dissections.
A lot of them are from coastal communities around northern Alaska, and you can just see their eyes opening. They've done this before with, you know, hunting animals, but they're learning so much more about the physiology and what these organs that generally they were just pitching out as offal, perhaps, are doing for those animals and how it adapts them to their place in the ocean.
Dissections, also called necropsies, are difficult for some students. At least one lost her lunch during Brewer's octopus class. Lewis says it's part of the learning process.
Certainly you'd have some kids holding their noses and stuff, but usually once you get in there and things start to be interesting and you're pulling out lenses out of eyeballs and passing them around or something, all of a sudden they lose their fear.
Back in the classroom, Brewer instructs students as they cut into the octopus's mantle looking for internal organs.
Okay, so what I want you to do is, with the mantle, turn it so the eyes are facing down. And there's a little slit back here. I want you to cut this little slit, okay?
He circles the classroom, offering advice where it's needed. He stops to help 3 students from Southeast and the Interior.
You guys get it?
Yeah.
So once you cut that, I want you to cut this way, all the way. And what we want to do is kind of peel the mantle back from the organ. Just use your fingers to pull those.
This is the 4th necropsy for Kate Wilmarth from Red Devil, Brittany Woods Orison from Rampart, and Natasha Kukesh from Angoon.
We started with a
crayfish,
and then we went to a
frog,
and then a rat.
Yeah, the rat was really gross.
So what's your favorite so far?
I think this one's,
yeah, this one's the coolest one so far.
Yeah.
Brewer continues around the room, helping students locate and identify organs, explaining their functions as he goes. Octopus sessions were offered to more than a dozen classes hosted by WhaleFest Science in the School's program. It also organized another 60 sessions on other marine topics. Coordinator Lewis says he'd like to add ocean acidification classes, and someday He hopes to offer similar sessions in other Southeast schools. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Sitka.